Chair, mics are on.
Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors will convene an open session. May I have a report out on closed?
Yes. The board went into closed session on agenda item 3A, Mathis versus County of Siskiyou, at 8:31 a.m. and came out at 8:52 a.m. with no reportable action taken. The closed session items 3B through 3F will trail to the end of the agenda, at which point the board will return to closed session. And Chair Haupt, if I may, I have an urgency item to add. And this is requesting to add an additional matter to the closed session agenda under existing litigation, Government Code Section 54956.9D1. And the reasoning for it is that after the posting of the agenda for the Board of Supervisors meeting on June 16th, the county clerk was served with a complaint in the matter of Friend versus Sierra Pacific Industries et al., Siskiyou County Superior Court case number 26CB06237, which is a dangerous condition of property suit against the county. The county council's office requires the board's direction and authorization to defend the suit prior to the board's next regular meeting on July 7th. Therefore, council requests that the board determine by a two-thirds vote of the members present today that this is an urgency item pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.2B2, and it be added to the closed session agenda.
Thank you. I'll move to add that to the closed session.
Alrighty. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopstad.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Hill.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Invocation. Chaplain.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful again to be conducting business for the county. I truly appreciate our supervisors and all the work that they put in and those who work for the county. Truly, we appreciate them. I pray that our people will show their appreciation as they get to know them. For the large agenda items today, we pray for moving through quickly and yet thoroughly, accomplishing what needs to be done for our county. And now, Father, as we as a nation celebrate our 250th anniversary, I just pray, God, that we would be looking at those things that we're grateful for, positive things, things we need to work on, we will do that. But let this be a joyful time and a time of celebration for what you've accomplished in our great nation. And all these things, we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Item 6, presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. And when addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair, and comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. First blue card I have is Ms. Tanya Dallas. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and esteemed members of the board and senior staff. My name is Tanya Dallas, and I'm with the Siskiyou Economic Development Council. And I know I've spoken to you several times over the months about the significant impact and shock that the mill closure and lead has caused our local economy. Today, I wanted to just share with you an update. This is a quick economic impact summary prepared by Dr. Robert Eiler, who is a well-respected economist in Northern California. We at the EDC, as you know, have been doing everything we can to try to come up with the tools and the resources to help respond to this extreme shock to our local economy. We are in constant contact with our local industry in the forest and wood products area. We have applied for literally every public grant dollar we can in an effort to try to bring investment to support the retooling and restarting of wood manufacturing in our county. And we're really hopeful that we, as we look forward in the future, that we'll have a bright spot in wood manufacturing and forestry. What have I forgotten, AJ?
So one of the things I will say, obviously, when we talk about the mill closure, AJ Brown, obviously, is the Siskiyou Economic Development. When we talk about the mill closure, one of the things I do want to put out there, obviously, there's a lot of doom and gloom messaging out there. The key thing I would like the board to know is that what this has also done is really bring together an industry that in other times, honestly, wouldn't have come together in the way that it is. So we did have a round table with all of the key stakeholders in the timber industry back in, I believe, January. And even they said, if you would have asked us to do this about 3 years ago, there's no way any of us would be in a room together. So understanding, yes, there are significant impacts, but it's also providing an opportunity for us to really get the pulse point on what we can do to actually move the timber industry forward in Siskiyou County. When it comes to the mill closure, I believe I mentioned this previously, we are actively working with interested parties in purchasing that site. We are putting together a stacked incentive, packet, if you will, and it's also going to be available online. And the benefit of that as well is that it doesn't just help with that particular mill site. It's going to be something that we can actually put across to multiple organizations who could be looking to actually move their operations to Siskiyou.
I would also just add that some of this work is really heavy and time sensitive. And I want to say particularly thank you to Ms. Haley Lang for stepping forward and helping address some of these time sensitive matters, because we cannot do this by ourselves. We really need your help. Thank you very much this morning.
Thank you. Next I have Teresa Johnson.
Good morning. I'm Teresa Johnson, County Librarian, and I'd like to invite everyone to come see our booth next week at the fair on June 24th to June 28th in celebration of America's 250 years in Siskiyou County. So we're going to have artifacts and stories, historical display, USA flag design contest, library information and services, book giveaways, and daily events, such as on Friday we'll have the North Siskiyou Writers Group from 3 to 4, History of Agriculture and Ranching with Stacy Jackson from 2 to 3 p.m. On Saturday we will have Native American Beading at 11 and Mining Hands on Gold Panning from 2 to 4. And on Sunday we'll have Bennett Gale Performance and Kids Interactive Theater from 2 to 4 p.m. And last year our booth won the Merit Award with the Western Fair Association, which was quite it really was wonderful for us to win that. So I just wanted to invite everyone to come to the fair next week and come and say hi. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I recognize Ms. Angela Davis.
Thank you, Chairman Hout. Angela Davis, County Administrator. It is my honor and privilege to be able to introduce to you today two newly appointed department heads. They've been in the chair for a few weeks. They keep coming back, so we want to celebrate them today. So first, I'm going to call up Justin Richardson. You'll just go ahead and just so that they can see you. And he is the Director of Facilities Management, so we want to welcome him. And if you have any questions or anything that you would like for him, or if he has any words to say.
Well, I'm more about working with the team and moving forward. So.
Don't shave your beard, we won't recognize you.
You look like your brother.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And then secondly, we have Mr. Cole Bray. If you'd like to come on up, Mr. Bray. He is the Director of Information Technology. So we're excited to have him on board and all the great things that he is doing.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, an honor, and it's great to be back in Siskiyou County home. So it's been 30 years since I left. Really looking forward to the work we're going to do.
Well, we have lots of work for you.
And we'll follow up with our conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. comment in-house? I don't see any online.
Sure, none online.
All right. Move on to consent agenda, wishes of the board. Before I get to the board. Item H is being pulled.
Correct.
Will not be acted on.
Correct.
I have a question, then it is totally dropped from the agenda. We'll come back later.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Remainder agenda.
Move to approve the remainder of the consent agenda.
Second.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Oberyn?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Thank you.
Can I just make a quick comment? I just want to acknowledge our city council member from Gunsbury who came all the way up because one of the consent agenda items was the support letter for Mossbury Falls. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Moving on to item 8A, county administration recognition.
Yes. Angela Davis, county administrator. I am going to defer to Mr. Paul to proceed with the presentations and comments, whatever you are doing today.
Great. Chair, supervisor, I want to thank you for your leadership and vision along with CAO Davis on bringing an institute to Northern California. Over the last 6 months, Siskiyou County has partnered with Shasta County, Trinity County, and Tehama County to offer an institute campus from the CSAC Institute campus. In 2008, CSAC recognized that counties do a really great job on the management side of the house in developing their talent pool, where they started to recognize a gap was on the leadership side of the house. And that wasn't coming from CSAC proper, that was coming from all of you in the counties, particularly Bill Sheehan, who was the CAO from Napa County at the time. He said, look, can CSAC help us in developing that staff to be able to assume the management role now into leadership roles and create the pipelines that counties need in order for that succession to take place? Since 2008, we've had over 2,000 graduates earn an executive credential, and today I'm here to recognize six folks on your team. It was great being able to work with them in January. I had the opportunity of working with them over 2 days. Continue to walk back in awe and appreciation of all the work that they do on a daily basis and being able to carve out time in their professional development to be able to help themselves grow and help the organization, their departments grow. I recognize that on not just the training side of it, but how attuned they were both to the work that they're doing and how passionate they were about making connections within the region to continue to strengthen the collective work. We know that professional development works, and we know through short-term studies and long-term studies, the largest impact that we see is the empowerment that employees feel that they now have, and how that ties into their level of engagement and motivation that then trickles across into the teams. We know that folks take back what they learn and experience within the classroom setting back to their departments, and we know that with our annual surveys that we have with alumni staff going through the program. So thank you again for bringing the campus up north, and if you're all right, I'd like to call out and recognize your team.
Sure.
Great. And I don't know if they know this, but they have earned a credential, which is a frame credential, and they'll receive a pin, a lapel pin as well. Ella Filippone. Adam. And graduates, if you can hang around with us, we'll take a photo, not immediately, but after the next item. And Adam is from the Department of General Services. Haley Hudson from the County Administration. Joanne Johnson from County Administration. Haley Lang from the Department of Community Development. Sherry Watson from the County Administration. And Garrett Richardson from the Department of Public Works. Congratulations, graduates. I'm happy to answer questions you might have.
I'll just say this, those are group of up-and-comers.
Yes.
I really appreciate the fact that they put the time and effort into doing that. I mean, that's a time commitment. I'm grateful for the county support for them to allow them to do that. That's just telling of our future that we have to look forward to.
Supervisor, if I might add on to it, I neglected to say how many contact hours there were at Early Aid Credential. It's over 10 sessions, 50 hours of instruction. So it's quite a commitment that they have dedicated to be able to do that and keep up with their daily job.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Hang around. We're going to do one more presentation, then we'll take pictures. Item 8B, proclamation recognizing Mr. Harold Dookie.
Dwayne Johnson, project coordinator. So Harold Dookie's here for his proclamations.
I don't have it. We're
here.
You want to read?
Sure.
You're left.
Thank you for coming, Harold. I know it was like pulling teeth to get you out here, so thank you. This is a proclamation of the Board of Supervisors of the County of Siskiyou recognizing Harold Dookie for his service on the Siskiyou County Fish and Game Commission. Whereas Harold Dookie dedicated more than 15 years of his service to the Siskiyou County Fish and Game Commission, where he held every position on the commission and provided practical, experience-based guidance on wildlife management issues throughout Siskiyou County. And whereas through decades of field experience and strong working relationships with state and federal agencies, tribal governments, conservation organizations, and volunteers, Harold Dookie became a leading force behind the restoration, installation, and maintenance of wildlife water guzzlers throughout Northern California. Whereas Harold's leadership, the number of functioning guzzlers in Siskiyou County increased from approximately 40 to 240, providing more than 500,000 gallons of water annually for wildlife, including local deer and elk populations. And whereas the overall value of the guzzler restoration and expansion efforts, including grant funding and volunteer labor, exceeds $850,000, with volunteer teams contributing nearly 8,000 hours since 2021, including more than 4,000 hours personally contributed by Harold himself, who also provided significant personal resources, vehicle use, and out-of-pocket expenses. And whereas Harold further strengthened the future of wildlife management in Siskiyou County by involving local youth in monitoring and maintaining guzzlers and encouraging hands-on understanding of field conditions and wildlife needs. And whereas Harold Dookie's commitment to wildlife management and habitat improvement has earned statewide recognition, including features in California Deer Magazine, a Bugle Magazine, where he was referred to as the Water Wizard for his dedication to improving water availability for wildlife across Northern California. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors expresses its sincere appreciation to Harold Dookie for his outstanding service on the Siskiyou County Fish and Game Commission and for his lasting contributions to wildlife habitat improvement throughout Siskiyou County and Northern California. And it's passed and adopted unanimously this day, the 16th day of June, 2026.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm grateful and honored to be able to serve. It's part of giving back, and Siskiyou County is in a lot better place than it was. I didn't do it alone. I had a lot of help. I mean, Mike Ford and John Dawson got behind me, and a lot of organizations contributed a lot of money, and I'm grateful for that. So we're probably in a drought this year, and we're in a much better place now. There's water up there. So I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
thank you for your work on the commission. We've talked on the phone a few times.
Yeah.
I appreciate your passion for what you do.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah, I'm grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll say a couple words just because I've gotten to know you over the last few years and have had a great time getting to know what you do and how passionate you are about your work, and have totally enjoyed the time we spent out in the field and being able to help you and crawling in and out of those guzzlers and finding your cell phone in the bottom of one. And, you know, you got to keep that thing in your pocket, man. It's a joy to learn how things can be done. And if you really set your mind to it and, you know, you're patient but strong, you can, you know, get a lot of work done. And you're a great example of what a county and a community and agencies can really do when you can pull them together. And it takes somebody like you to get it done. Thank you, Harold.
I have some health issues, so basically I'm forced to lower what I've been doing out there to a lesser degree, but I'm still active.
Well, hopefully we can follow in your footsteps.
Yeah. Hopefully Cal Deere's going to pick up where some of the stuff that I left continues. So thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Just one, Harold had served on the Siskiyou County Planning Commission as my delegate and my alternate for District 3, and he's always been, he comes to issues well-versed, and it's a great loss to the commission for you stepping down and your great work that you've done on the Guzzler. I know that it isn't, you know, an easy thing just to go out. I guess a lot of what people don't understand is these guzzlers with, you know, the 40 that were found and 240 that were replaced, they were dilapidated. You know, no one was taking care of them. And Harold stepped up and said, we got to do something about this. And so he's worked tirelessly in making that provision. I thank you for that, because I know it wasn't an easy lift over the years that you've been doing it. So thank you for all you've done for the county.
Appreciate it.
I guess we'll do the picture, so.
Yeah. We need a motion, technically.
Move to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Obrin?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbs?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
All righty. And do we want to take a break?
Yes, ma'am. Five.
Five? Okay.